What it is it's an experiential way of understanding the interconnection and interrelationship of the sky and the constellations within the sky, the star stories, and its relationship with the song lines. So the whale dreaming and the sea. So country is those three elements always. It's the water, so whether it's fresh water or salt water, it's the sky and it's the land. It's all those three things, and we are part of it and it is part of us. So what we were able to do in that project was to design a site and an experience through connecting with those core song lines, so the whale dreaming, but then in the sky, the seven sisters. So the seven sisters spans from the west across the whole of the continent, and likewise the whale dreaming spans from Tasmania all the way up past even this continent and on. Like, there's lots of different Indigenous mobs that have whale dreaming. So it's really those two really big important song lines. And when the star constellations are the mirror images of those song lines. So when you look up and see those different constellations in the sky, they are mirror images of what where those song lines are and how they lie. So the site itself creates an opportunity for visitors to immerse into relationship of the whale and the stars through these different technologies embedded within the site. So the methodology we employ for all of our projects, Country Centre Design, what it does is it frames a process. There's sort of guiding principles. It's not prescriptive. It's not because it can't be. And I'm always really reticent to documenting it, because as soon as you do, it becomes problematic. But essentially what it is these four core processes, which is culture, research, strategy, and tech. So culture, some of the activities always start with working with custodians, knowing whose country you're on and how do you develop a relationship, a deep relationship with that country you're working with. What are the ways of mapping it, and how do you know it? Then it's developing up a rich knowledge base of those cultural practices and protocols and rites and rituals that come from that country, that clan group, and how the different community members you're working with can support that process. That then helps us to inform the research components, so all the traditional knowledges, like, and that other associated researchers that can support that piece, which then informs the strategy, so how we design out the solution. And we do use all sorts of different techniques of futuring and interaction design, and all sorts of different modalities are used to then finally, only once we've gone through that quite intense process, we get to what are the right technologies for the context. What is the cultural foundations that we've established to develop a conceptual framework and the creative strategic design interventions that then can inform the right technologies for the context. And so for this project, it was predominantly a sound experience, yet there is a massive dome that has thousands of LED lights programmed inside the dome to help you navigate where the stars are. But predominantly there's different sound technologies that like bone conducing technologies that, and a variety of other different, couple of other different things that help channel these different stories, sounds and experiences through you to connect to these different elements. So the dreaming stories, the soundscapes, and then the other contemporary stories. So that's more on the art spectrum. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we've done projects like with, on a precinct level. So we've done quite a few of those where we're designing entire precincts where often there'll be a train station at the heart of it. There's a public domain element. There's a retail strategy. Often there's residential, private and social sometimes, and otherwise. So these big complexes, these big precincts need to be designed. And so we often are working on those large projects from the early conception part, where we think about what is the origins of this place. So a recent example, we've been working on a project, a master plan for Macquarie Park, which is Wallumedegal country. So that clan group, the Wallumedegal is the people of the black snapper fish. And so the two core dreamings are the eel and the black snapper. And they kind of are the main boundary lines for that particular clan group. And so we designed a whole different array of strategies for how the didactic cultural practices can inform the different strategies for that entire master plan. So a fine-grained network. So how does the transport network work? How do we design that around the origins of the network of the riverways was used? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different examples I can give you on that. But that's, I guess, the sort of the two ends of the spectrum of how we work in these different projects and how that methodology, country-centered design, is. And it enables us a process that ensures that we're always developing a really strong integrity within the cultural foundations for the conceptual framing, the strategic design, and then the technology intervention.